I'd like to start with a short story. It's about a little boy whose father was a history buff and who used to take him by the hand to visit the ruins of an ancient metropolis on the outskirts of their town. They would always stop by to visit these huge winged bulls that used to guard the gates of that ancient metropolis. And the boy used to be scared of these winged bulls, but at the same time, they excited him. And the dad used to use those bulls to tell the boy stories about that civilization and their work. Let's fast forward to the San Francisco Bay Area many decades later, where I started a technology company that brought the world its first 3D laser scanning system. Let me show you how it works.
Long-range laser scanning works by sending out a pulsed laser beam of light. The system measures the beam's time of flight, recording the time it takes for the light to hit a surface and make its return. With two mirrors, the scanner calculates the beam's horizontal and vertical angles, giving accurate X, Y, and Z coordinates. The point is then recorded into a 3D visualization program. All of this happens in seconds.
You could see here, these systems are extremely fast. They collect millions of points at a time with very high accuracy and very high resolution. A surveyor with traditional survey tools would be hard-pressed to produce maybe 500 points in a whole day. These babies would be producing something like 10,000 points a second. So, as you can imagine, this was a paradigm shift in the survey and construction, as well as in reality capture industry. Approximately 10 years ago, my wife and I started a foundation to do good. And right about that time, the magnificent Bamiyan Buddhas, 180 foot tall in Afghanistan, were blown up by the Taliban. They were gone in an instant. And unfortunately, there was no detailed documentation of these Buddhas. This clearly devastated me, and I couldn't help but wonder about the fate of my old friends, the winged bulls, and the fate of the many, many heritage sites all over the world. Both my wife and I were so touched by this that we decided to expand the mission of our foundation to include digital heritage preservation of world sites. We called the project CyArk, which stands for Cyber Archive. To date, with the help of a global network of partners, we've completed close to 50 projects. Let me show you some of them. Chichen Itza, Rapa Nui, and what you're seeing here are the Clatter Points, Babylon, Rosalyn Chapel, Pompeii, and our latest project, Mount Rushmore, which happened to be one of our most challenging projects. As you see here, we had to develop a special rig to bring the scanner up close and personal.